Kobe gets his own day. Joey Bosa cannot get his way. And Lotte and Hope Solo, Ryan Lotte, my mind is everywhere, and Hope Solo are starring in tonight's segment of Athletes Behaving Badly. And your squad is back from a summer hiatus. Up next on Sports Weekly.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Sports Weekly.
Hey. I can't. Charlie's like on point with this right now.
Are you eating ice cream?
I like Charlie dancing. Y'all, we got five. We got five on it tonight.
Tony Roma.
Yes. Guys. Oh, man. We getting crunk, and we got low earlier. We had cast photos today. Welcome to Sports Weekly. We are back from our summer hiatus. We know that you guys have missed us. Our last episode was the Ladies Night special. Aren't you happy it's not Ladies Night tonight? Aren't
that
you
was
happy?
Good, though.
I liked Ladies Night.
It was funny.
It was controversial. I'm Erica Renee Davis. You're watching Sports Weekly every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You can find me on Snapchat, Periscope, Twitter, and on Instagram at Erica Renee D.
Is it me? Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I haven't been here in a while.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? It's Joshua Johnson here, and I'm happy to be back with these beautiful ladies and this handsome... Charlie, you all right? You're good.
Handsome.
You're handsome. Charlie Brown.
Find me on social media at JJ the Talented, all forms of social media, and the website, joshuajohnson.tv.
Oh, that's new.
Ooh, no, it's not new. I just need to be updated, though.
Oh, that's nice.
You can still go there.
Hey guys, this is Charlie Myers. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I'm glad to be back here.
Yeah.
To see your lovely faces.
Good to have you back.
Hey guys, it's Raina. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter at Raina_LA. Don't forget the H.
McCall.
Oh, what's up, everybody? I didn't get the memo that I wasn't supposed to be here, but I'm here. So what's going on? It's your girl, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall. And I'll be on Snapchat the whole time.
Right, okay. Soon. And as always, follow all things Black Hollywood Live on blackhollywoodlive.com. Follow Black Hollywood Live on Twitter at BHL Online. And follow us on Sports Weekly at The Sports Weekly. Again, guys, we are now back to our regularly scheduled program. And this is your core group. So when you want to tweet us and, like, get into sports arguments with us and debate with us on Twitter or on Instagram, or like give us hate messages
Don't
on our YouTube comments.
Me.
You can. Yeah.
You might get blocked.
This is the core five, so final five, like the gymnastics.
Final five.
And Dre's probably out there watching. Dre is still with us, but he'll be here on an interim basis if you guys are looking for Dre.
Can we say why?
I don't know. Can we? Okay, well, Dre had a baby.
Yay. It's on Instagram.
Yay. Well, I mean, he didn't have a baby. His wife had
a baby. Yeah. Congrats, Dre.
He
had a baby.
He had a portion of
it. He had something to do with it.
He donated his sperm.
Legend Dean Taylor, right?
Yes. Okay. Fam.
Shout out to the family, yeah. Dre.
All right, Raina. It's all you girls.
Yes.
All you.
It's me. So it's been a pretty good week for Kobe, I'd say. On Monday, he's officially started his business venture, which we'll talk about soon. Tuesday, he celebrated his 38th birthday. And yes, 38th birthday.
Oh, I was like, 30th?
38th, no.
Lies.
He still looked good, though.
Get back in the game. Come back. You got some more years left.
And yesterday, Los Angeles city officials declared August 24th as National Kobe Day.
Aww.
I know for...
Now, is it like, National Kobe Day, or is it just... Like,
it's Kobe
Day in LA.
I think it's just Kobe Day.
I thought it was just LA.
You can make it national if you want.
I'm making it national.
Did nobody in Boston take the day off?
That's what I'm trying to say.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Right.
National Kobe Day for, I guess, California.
824.
Southern California.
Right. So, guys, I want to ask.
Nope.
You already know what I'm going to ask, right?
When I heard about this, I was like, what is Erica going to say?
I know. Let's just start with Erica. Erica, do you think that this was too much, that he didn't deserve his own day? Do you think it was this?
My question is this day going to be like, you know how Lil Wayne and all these rappers or celebrities get the keys to the city just for that day? Like, they don't really have the keys. Like, it's ceremonial. It's not really like, you know... they don't have the keys to the city. Is this really going to be his day every year, for real?
Go ahead.
That's what my assumption is. I think that then, it's just a one-time deal.
Okay, well, then awesome.
I think it's just a one-time deal. I mean, don't get me wrong. He was a great player, blah, 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 but I don't think we need to have every day.
He's no Martin Luther King.
Yeah, no.
He ain't even magic.
He's not even magic. He does have five rings.
That was my... Go ahead.
Nah, that's cool. I mean, National Kobe Day or Local Kobe Day,
local
whatever.
Kobe. California Kobe Day.
I'm pretty sure it's just for the day. Just for this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, matter of fact, I'm a Kobe fan, but when I heard about it, I was like, why? Because I thought we were going to let him just go and ride off into the sunset. You know, we had his farewell tour, and let's move on. I'm a Kobe fan, but let's kind of move on.
Got to milk it for all it's worth.
Okay.
Get that teat.
Kobe Day, I didn't do anything special about it.
So, do you think now I'm thinking about past Lakers. You mentioned Magic, Kareem. Why did they do this for Kobe instead of...
Because Magic has five rings, too.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I heard that Tim... Okay, I'm going off of current players. I heard that Tim Duncan got a day.
Okay.
I think he's going to have a day or had a day.
He won't show up for his day, though.
But the stat that shocked me was Michael Jordan never had a day. Mm. Now, I love Magic, but Mike never had a day, and Kobe got one?
I mean, you probably got to just blame the marketing department for the whatever sports organization or whatever the mayor is of that town, because, if they didn't think of that, then that's their bad. But Kobe got a day.
True. I think that Mike, if the opportunity presented himself, I think there would be, of course, a national MJ day.
I think it's because social media is such a big presence nowadays.
True.
Back then, Michael Jordan did a great job, but social media doesn't even exist back then.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they didn't do a day, fans would be upset.
I don't think fans.
Fingers on that.
See, I don't think any fan was sitting around thinking, Kobe really needs some more accolades.
No. It surprised me, really. I didn't know this.
It did. And I think that I thought he would maybe get, maybe a statue or something outside Staples Center.
I mean, which he still might. He probably will.
Don't worry. I thought I heard that he didn't want one of those.
He wants one.
He's a lie.
Put one out there.
Right?
He's a lie.
Liar.
Lies.
You want a day, not a statue.
Oh, he'll get it all. And Vanessa might get something too.
Vanessa, she looks so cute,
pregnant.
At least
she's so cute.
Oh yeah, her baby.
Is it a boy or girl?
Another girl.
Oh, what a curse! That's a curse.
It's a healthy
Erica,
baby, but
what? Have you ever? Do you watch Breakfast Club?
I'm burping, so don't look over here. Sorry.
Charlamagne says that's the player's curse. If you're a man who sleeps around a lot or had a past of that, you'll only have girls.
Ooh,
damn. That's a sign that Kobe probably is not the most faithful person, which we all know that.
Yeah.
Maybe we have boys, so I just
want
to let you know that.
Yeah, that's funny. There you go.
Oh, okay, so moving on. Kobe partnered with his longtime friend, Jeff Stabell, I hope I'm saying it right, and formed an $100 million capital fund investing in tech and media companies. The firm in general was created to develop and help upcoming entrepreneurs. Brian and Stabell have been they've been partners since 2013, and they've invested in over 15 companies. And
have any of those companies done well?
Body Armor's Players Tribune, the media outlet. But these two that I really didn't hear about, but it's a legal services company called LegalZoom and juicing company Juicero.
Never heard of that.
Anyone heard of that?
Nope.
So some athletes had some similar interest in breaking into the business world post the league. And to name two, Shaq. He's invested in a few tech companies, and also Carmelo Anthony.
And the Sacramento Kings, too.
Yes. Carmelo Anthony started Melo 7 Tech Partners.
Yeah.
So do you think Kobe and Bryant Stabell, do you think that could be successful, or what are your thoughts on him moving into the business world?
I mean,
go ahead, Josh.
I don't think the name Kobe Bryant, makes you any less susceptible to bad business ventures or investments. Mm-hmm. I think you're just at risk. If anything, you're probably more at risk because you have more people running to you to, get your money, have you invest. Mm-hmm. Kobe invest in this, Kobe invest in that. I've got this great idea. So, if anything, he's just like the next man who's trying to invest, except he just has more money to do so.
Yeah.
When you're on the basketball court, as Kobe was, he had control over what he was doing. If he had a bad night shooting, he can go in the gym and shoot 400 shots and get back the next night. But in the investment world, there's too many variables. You've got markets, you've got products, you've got foreign exchange, you've got consumers. There's too much at stake. So he doesn't have the control over the markets and investing that he does over basketball. And just because he's Kobe doesn't mean he's going to be successful. I wish him the best, but...
Yeah. I think Kobe has always shown that he's like the consummate perfectionist. He's a Virgo, like us.
Beyonce.
Like us.
Like us.
Like you guys.
Yes, exactly. And so,
I'm an Aquarius.
Leo, so...
Virgo like season. Us. And yes, I think that he, like you said, will definitely not be immune to the failures of investing large amounts of money. But I think that Kobe is going to dot all his I's and cross all his T's. Mm-hmm. And he's very smart, obviously. He knows how to... He's very conniving.
Compliment was coming for Kobe.
He's a black mom.
But that's not a bad thing. I think mm-hmm. that kind of like boss mentality is what you need to succeed when you're investing large amounts of money. I think he's going to be paying very close attention to how his money is being managed, to where it's being invested, and if he's smart, he will continue to invest in like startups like Snapchat. Well, Snapchat's not a startup anymore. But, you know, newer millennial-focused, millennial-based technology.
He's going to be very discerning, to your point, because he has so much money to offer. Mm-hmm. Now, I will share, I had the opportunity to hear Kobe Bryant firsthand at the Variety Sports and Entertainment Summit, and he talked about this $100 million that he wants to give out. And Kobe said he's got all these ideas, but he wants it to be organic. He doesn't want to put out an application for people to, you know, get his money and things like that. He wants it to be organic. He wants a referral, a word of mouth. He also said that most of his ideas come from the shower.
Okay.
He said a lot of his ideas come from when he takes a shower. So if you want to get a Kobe, hit him up while he's in the shower.
I like that.
With Vanessa, a lot of things.
Where's Vanessa? Well, she's barefoot and pregnant.
I mean, but if he puts his name on some of these things, that may carry more weight.
It will.
You know, him being Kobe Bryant.
But you know what? I don't know, because sometimes when you see, I mean, I'm just playing both sides of the fence, but sometimes when you see a big celebrity's name on a product, it looks like, they just put that person's name on the product to sell it.
I mean, it depends on the product.
Yeah. So sometimes I think that can diminish the allure, for me anyway.
To your point about Shaq, mm-hmm. he's now a partner with the General Insurance or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that. That kind of, what?
Shaq doing the General? Is he a partner, though, or is he just doing the commercial?
I don't know all the specifics, but I see him on the billboards, and I'm sticking with Geico.
I went out for a General ad one time. I didn't book it. You had to go that way down to Orange County to the casting office.
I did.
Oh man, why?
Only
so
like
far.
By like a church or like a courtyard.
Yeah,
Virgo season.
Yep.
Virgo season.
Way out the 30 miles off. Way. Out.
It was. Okay. Oh, that's all you got. That was my Mamba move. Can I say something before
you
go?
Of course you can.
Tony Romo, guys, you guys are probably watching preseason football, but Tony Romo hurt his back on the first series of this preseason game against the Seahawks.
He can't catch a break.
He catches all the breaks.
Oh, that's right. He catches all the breaks.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Dang, y'all.
Is it bad?
Erica.
Huh?
So, timing-wise.
Yes.
Tony Romo tends to have injuries throughout the season. Is this the fastest injury he's had?
I think this is the fastest, or the earliest into the season that he's been injured.
Because sometimes he doesn't start the season, and then he'll come back.
And then get injured his second game or whatever. And this is, you know, and for me, like, I love watching Dak Prescott at Mississippi State, SEC boy, and I've always believed in him, not because he's an SEC boy, but because he's big and he has a great arm, and he's like the prototypical quarterback. And oftentimes we look at black quarterbacks as not having like the prototypical body type, but he does. He's not short and small like Mike Vick, and remember, because Mike Vick was tiny.
Dak Prescott is black.
Wait, who is Dak Prescott?
McCall. He's biracial, but
SEC?
I didn't know that. I'm a Pac-12 girl. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's black. I mean,
his name is Dak. I didn't know.
It's D-A-K, but D-A-K. I think it's short
that's
for something.
That's kind of tight, though.
It's short for something else,
Daquan?
I believe.
Like Daquan?
No. Please. He's mixed, so it's probably like Dakota. I'll look it up.
You can call me,
I hope it's not
you can call me Dak for short.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
I guarantee you there are a multitude of people watching this show right now. Thank you for your support. They didn't know Dak Prescott or whatever his name is.
Dak Prescott.
Or Tony Romo, though.
I really want to know what it's Dak going back is short to back. For.
It's definitely not Daquan.
Daquan.
Okay.
He's the Derrick Rose of football.
He is the Derrick Rose.
But not to go into that story too far, but when is it time to move on from Tony Romo?
Today.
Now.
It was time last year.
I'm just wondering.
It was time last year. They keep believing in Tony Romo. And I don't understand. He was 35 years old and injury prone. He wasn't 35 years old for 3 years, but he was in his mid-30s for a while. And injury prone year after year after year after year. And you keep hanging your hat on hoping that Tony Romo is healthy at the end of the season. And he never is. And even when he is, he still gets hurt the first game of postseason. Like, what the hell are the Cowboys... I'm sorry.
You better drop them off your fantasy league roster.
They're an accident waiting to happen. But here's the real question. Are you guys relieved.
Rain Dakota Prescott.
His name is he's mixed.
I'm gonna save all of my
R-A-Y-N-E.
How do you spell
Rain.
Dakota?
Like Dakota.
Because I don't want to say shade because I'm trying to be a better person.
Yeah,
because
you were a bad person in the last episode.
Because I was bad.
So don't do it again.
We were both, all three of us. But here's my question. Jerry Jones had an opportunity to draft Johnny Manziel a couple years ago.
Yes.
So are you guys happy he didn't draft Johnny? Obviously, you probably yeah. are. But, you know, what do you guys feel about this drafting of Dak? Do you think that was smart now?
So smart. I think it was smart, again, because I've been following his college career. So I knew that it wasn't a dumb move, and they got him in the fourth round. So to get a quarterback of that caliber in the fourth round who looks like it's going to be the future of your franchise, like, that's a big blessing. You didn't have to spend a ton of – it's like the Russell Wilson. Like, he could end up being the Russell Wilson for the Cowboys. I mean, he hasn't played a down of real regular season NFL football yet. But – he went, you know, late in the draft, and he might be their starter come week one.
The fans want him to be. The fans want him. And Dez Bryant, during their last preseason game, told the coaches, don't take me out. I want to get some snaps with this Dak kid.
Right.
Dakota. Yeah. I'm calling him Dakota.
Okay.
I like that.
Dakota.
Put Dakota in.
Well, on
I like that.
Sorry, Charlie. We trumped you.
No. I like the Dak. not like that.
Once you go Dak.
Goddamn. I just look at you. Anyway.
Hard drives.
Did you guys hear about Joey Bosa?
Yes.
Why is it like you send up a joke? Did you guys
hear about Joey Bosa?
What? No, wait. Yeah.
Joey Bosa, he signed with, did not sign with the Chargers. The Chargers have had three deals that they've sent out to him. And then they officially sent a press saying that this is what they sent to Joey, and he's not wanting it. He's saying, not having this contract, and he's not wanting to sign. I'm confused because he's a rookie going into the league. He needs to prove himself to get into there. And
he's first round draft pick.
He was number three. So if he's going to start again and go into the draft in 2017, is he trying to go for number one, or what's going on? What do you guys think?
I think that first-round draft picks have a sense of entitlement, whether across all sports. So I don't know about baseball as much, but definitely for basketball and for football, first-round draft picks traditionally get paid, you know, whether or not they've performed, because you get your money, and then you get your contract, you get your money, you get your endorsements, and then you hope that you can prove yourself on the court or on the field. And I think Bosa's mentality, and also he comes from a football family too.
Yes.
So he has that football pedigree, he comes from that pedigree, and he doesn't... I don't say he doesn't need the money, but he has more leverage because he knows what he
needs.
Yeah, he has a leverage because he knows the name of the game. He knows the business. He can sit out a year, take a break year, come back and get drafted, you know, and do this all again. He's not losing anything.
It's definitely a business decision.
I think that he is losing something because if you are not signing with a team, you are going to have to pay for your training and you have to train the whole entire year.
But your dad's an NFL player for X amount of years.
Yeah, you've been having training.
NFL caliber training. Your pockets, like your money is not funny.
But is this the end of negotiations? Are they done?
They're literally done.
Are they just going to restructure the deal?
The Chargers said that they've done. They've already restructured it. They've said. I think they're putting him in a bad limelight. So right now,
I mean, that's what his camp is saying.
They're
doing it in the media.
Kind of sort of, but
negotiating
media. Right now, they released that press that press release and saying that he didn't sign it. Why don't you keep that internal and try to negotiate a contract with just him and his agents and everything instead of publicizing? Sure.
But they might be trying to press him. They might be trying to press him into signing.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets out, you look like a spoiled brat. Mm-hmm. Here's what's going to happen to Joey Bosa.
What?
I haven't been following super closely, but I come from an NFL family. I've got plenty of family members who have played in the NFL. You pull that stunt while you're a rookie. You come back to any team next year, even if you do get drafted. We're going to come for your head.
Thank you.
It's going to mess up the locker room. You've got guys who have taken pay cuts, who have families, who have done a lot more for a lot less, and you're going to be a brat?
But McCall,
I'm with
McCall,
that.
McCall,
I have to agree with
but
McCall.
But can you blame him for knowing his worth and his value and wanting to hold out for
more
money?
Absolutely not.
It's a business. This NFL is a business.
I agree.
And they'll pull some stunt on you and get rid of you before you know before you can even touch the field.
No, I agree.
So if you can do what you can do to get as much money as you can in a dangerous sport... then do it. I don't blame the guy.
If he feels
he can get a better deal, then by all means, get a better deal.
I agree there. I just worry about locker room chemistry.
My question to you is, he's trying to pull a Eli Manning where he wouldn't put on the Charger cap. Did you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, he put on the Charger cap and everything, but is it because the Chargers are in a transition point? Does he not want to sign with the team because they could be potentially going to L.A. or wherever? I feel like there's a lot of factors that we do not know, and that's where, again, I think it's stupid that he didn't sign with the Chargers because he's going to be...
Stupid because why?
Because he's a rookie and he needs to prove himself.
Not the name of the game anymore. You don't have to prove yourself. You can get a lot of money without even touching the field.
Do we know if it's a major discrepancy? Are we talking... I think it's like per season. If it's more than $2 million a season, then yeah, I'm gonna sit out.
It's like $100K. It's not that
a season. Are you sure? Is that little?
It can't be $100K.
That's what
I'm looking at. Petty LaBelle.
That's the difference between like $6.9 million and $7 million.
Petty WAP.
Well, then again, it's not $100,000.
Honey, I'll go out there and run a few sprints for you.
I'll take a 1% of that.
Come on, and get this word.
Right.
We got to look that up. Because if it's 100K, I'm going to his camp and I'm going to whoop him.
I think that we all, well, I don't know if you agree, but my sentiment is that because, like you said, Josh, football is such a dangerous sport, you got to get your money up front. Mm-hmm. You have top, I think, like, one of my classmates, well, he's a little bit younger than I am, Knowshon Moreno, like, was a top 11 draft pick and got his money and then, like, is out of the league in a few years. And so I think because the tradition now is to get paid, you have to get paid. You cannot fault Bosa for standing his ground on this. I mean, I guess when it comes down to locker room chemistry and being a team player, it looks, you know, less than favorable. It looks like he's not a team player. It looks like a poor sport. But, I mean, what the heck? Like, what do you want him to do? Like,
the team isn't going to look out for you.
Do you guys feel confident
that... The NFL has the money. Like, the NFL, like, the play, the owners, it's a $1 billion industry.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they got the money. So it's kind of like, I'm going to yank your chain. Like, I'm going to call your bluff on this. Y'all have the money to pay me. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason for people underneath him who went after him to be getting paid more than him.
He's number three pick?
So there are players that have gone after him that are getting paid more.
I think so. Let me
we'll figure that out. This is my question to you as the panel. Do you think that this behavior will scare other GMs away from wanting to deal with him because he seems to be, and I'm not calling him a diva, but some people might be saying, well, that's a diva move. Do you think that will scare other GMs away from wanting to draft him? Next year, if they feel
that he'll be a valuable asset to their team, they're going to give him the money he wants.
That's fair. Hell. Pay me. Cut the check.
I just feel like the Chargers are cursed.
They are cursed.
That's the truth. It's coming from a Charger fan. It's hurtful to see that it's not happening. I get both sides. I really do. But I just wish they would come to some sort of agreement because he's going to be a star player. He's going to make a difference for whatever team he signs with. So.
Well, GMs know that.
But because the Chargers just are on a downward spiral, I mean, or I can't say a downward spiral. They've been very stagnant.
They put money where they don't
move on from Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, exactly.
They're never going to do that,
which is probably another reason Bosa was like, I'm not going to play for this team that has been the same exact place for the past 5, 6, 7 years. I don't blame them.
They are a little cursed.
Okay.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Hey guys, I want to interject real fast before you guys move on to your next topic and tell you about football season. Now, of course, you guys know football season is coming up, but did you guys also know that DraftKings is a way to put your knowledge to the test? You guys have played fantasy sports. Well, you guys should definitely try DraftKings. Put your knowledge of football to the test at a shot of $1 million top prizes at DraftKings.com. It's just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're doling out in this week's Week 1 contest. That's right. If you go to DraftKings.com, it's the destination for 1 week fantasy football. 1 week fantasy football means no season-long commitments. Why do you want to commit? You know, after like week two, you're like, oh, my team is so bad. Why did I do that? No, you get to start fresh. Play whenever you want with the players that you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your teams live. That's right. It's a, and you know what? Who doesn't love fantasy sports? Renew old rivalries by challenging friends and family in a private league to prove you're the superior GM. Or you get to join existing leagues and go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, fantasy players, and so forth from around the country. To get involved, hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players. And you could seriously cash in week one. Use the code BSports and play for free with your first deposit. That's code BSports to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in week one. Only at DraftKings.com can you get a deal like that. So definitely go there. Make sure you type in the code BSports and eligibility and restrictions may apply. See website for details. I'll kick it back to you guys.
Anyway,
Josh, that's you.
Yo,
yo,
Carmelo
yo.
Anthony.
Mello.
Let's get into it.
Let me read you something real quick. Carmelo Anthony, we all know this guy, right?
I've never heard of him.
NCAA no. champion. Let me read off a list of things right here.
The Orange
NBA All First Team, rookie team. NBA scoring champion 2013.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Two-time All-NBA second team. Nine-time NBA All-Star and three-time Olympic gold medalist.
The only men's basketball player ever to win three gold medals.
And has the highest scoring. What is it? He's had the most points of all Olympic basketball players, men's basketball players. One noticeable accomplishment missing from that list of accomplishments is the fact that he has never won an NBA Finals. Never won an NBA championship.
Just waiting for that one to drop.
Will Carmelo Anthony ever win an NBA championship?
Nope.
His college coach said no, then I'm going to say no.
No,
it's not gonna happen.
If it'll happen this year, and it won't happen.
It won't happen. No. Like no Noah and Derrick Rose.
No, it's not. Like,
no. That's not the answer.
Now, Josh,
what's that?
You didn't set this up for us.
I didn't.
Is he gonna win an NBA championship as a player or as a coach? Because if you say as a coach, then there's still hope.
I don't see Carmelo as a coach.
I don't see.
Was Jim Boeheim really saying that? I think he was saying in that interview that the NBA had kind of failed him because he didn't have the right instruments, the right role play, or the right players around him to win an NBA championship.
He said that he's never been on a team that gave him a fighting chance to be competitive. Yes. He wasn't dogging Carmelo.
No, he
of course,
wasn't dogging
the media and the reporters. You know, like you make your your headline to get people to draw people in, which we did. But no, he wasn't dogging Carmelo, but he just laid down the truth. I mean, I remember coming to L.A. before I moved here and watching him play when he would play the Clippers or the Lakers when he was a...
she got so excited talking about the Clippers.
Whatever, have your drink. And as a Nugget, and I just remember then, like, I think he is an awesome individual player. But to me, he's not one he's not a Kobe. He's not an MJ. He's not someone who makes everyone else better. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to get the points. He's going to have the stat line. He's going to win the gold medal. But there's just something about Carmelo. I'm not saying that he's not a leader because I think he's very intelligent. I think he is a leader in a sense.
But not in the sense that he'll win the NBA championship. He's not that kind of leader.
I don't know.
That's exactly what it is. I think it's the killer instinct because there's something that brings... I mean, he's such a smooth player. Mm-hmm. He can hoop. He's very... He can score the ball. But I think they'll have a better season this year, adding if Derrick Rose is healthy. He's healthy. They added Joakim Noah, Brandon Jennings, Courtney Lee. They have better guards around him, but it's just that killer instinct, that work ethic. I think that that's what's missing for him because he came in with LeBron.
Yeah, he did.
And
yeah.
You see that those two
and
were
only a year apart.
Yes, and those two were compared to each other, I would say, in the first couple of years in the league when they first started. And you see LeBron obviously bringing his team together. It's that killer instinct.
Wade,
that want
right after him.
Yeah.
That it's will to win. I think that that's what he's kind of like. On the court, he's kind of like lackadaisical, I'd say.
Yeah, he's kind of
like just cool.
CP3 in that same class, draft class, was he before that?
I think he came a little bit after.
No, he's older than they are.
No, they are. But remember, he came out as a senior.
Yeah, okay, I forgot.
Carmelo came out after he won the championship at Syracuse. And LeBron obviously was, man-child in high school.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna ask. So, in the NBA's, or the NBA player's mindset, is it the same winning a gold medal as to a NBA championship?
No.
Or is it better to win the NBA championship?
No, it's better to win an NBA championship. Let me tell you why. Winning a gold medal, you're basically playing with an all-star team.
Except for this year. This was not an all-star team.
Even still, this was a team that it's not, it's better than your average NBA team.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is.
They've got all, they have all stars. Even, the majority of the players were all stars.
Exactly.
In the regular
so
season.
So winning a gold medal with an all-star team against, you know, the world who, you know, competitively has gotten better, but it's still not quite there.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Their competition averaged less than one player per team had an NBA guy. Yeah, like France, yeah. Argentina.
But Serbia and Australia and Spain each
had some work. But it's not NBA championship.
It's not.
No,
I agree.
Because you're not playing with a team full of, you know, one or two superstars and some role players. Yeah. You're playing with a bunch of superstars.
Yeah. Also, I feel like in the Olympics, they played down to the level of their competition. Like, you're playing against maybe one or two NBA players, and you guys are all NBA players. That sometimes when you're playing against a team with less talent, sometimes you can do that. I think they're just, I don't know. You can't really compare the two.
I don't think that's as much a factor as the fact that you know, other teams are getting better.
Other countries are getting better.
Because they're
they want to beat USA so bad. That's another thing. They want to go take them out. Because if you beat USA, I don't care if you don't win the gold champion. That's the gold medal for them.
Right.
All these other teams are getting better. But I want to answer your question about does it matter? Here's my thing. We're talking money. Okay, you're getting drafted to play in the NBA. The history of the Olympic team. Until what, 92?
92.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can only have college players
on
the team.
Yeah, we weren't even sending real
people. So what are you getting hyped about? You shouldn't even be playing in that.
Well, I think the Dream Team, they'll set a new precedent. Like, I think that once, you know, we had Michael Jordan, like, it became...
That set a lasting precedent.
Yeah, it did. Sure. So maybe before the Dream Team, you know, took the stage, the international stage, we didn't have an affinity for Olympic basketball. But now it's something to aspire towards. So prior to 92, yeah, but now, like...
I'm getting kind of bored with the Olympic basketball because we are beating every. I mean, I was happy to see some Australia get close and Serbia get close.
Yeah, me too.
Because I mean, other than that, it's just you're out there playing some middle schoolers.
But the fact that we are dismissing the importance or the significance of Olympic gold medals just speaks to how elitist we are as Americans, our attitudes.
We have the best league in the world.
We do. But again, like, this is more evidence about how our elitist attitude towards, you know, competition. Because granted, I agree. An NBA championship to me would mean worlds more than an Olympic gold medal. But, you know, the Olympics, it's the joining of the world, like, from a global perspective.
Yep.
Like, that's a huge achievement. So back to how we say the NBA and the NFL championships are the world championships. Americans are, we're a little bit self-serving and full of ourselves.
Do you think they'll change it at some point?
Well, to your point, in 2020, they're going to bring baseball back. I know you're all not excited, except for me. But
home run derby, I'll watch that.
But it's during baseball season, mm-hmm. so it's mostly going to be college players and minor league mm-hmm. players. I would love to see that for the NBA, or not the NBA, have college players play for the Olympic team.
The college players, good college players are not going to risk their bodies to go play and to train.
See, the business of sports has actually tainted the competition level for the Olympics.
Say that again.
The business of American sports.
Well, yes, the business of American sports has tainted the level of competition during the Olympics. I don't get hyped for it anymore.
Yeah, it was hard to get
for
up
basketball,
for
certain sports.
Oh,
for the game.
Basketball.
Are you talking about for Olympic sports?
Yeah, are you talking about for basketball Olympics
I'm talking about your major fours. So your basketball, football, baseball. What else?
I thought you were talking about Olympics in general. I was like,
but I'm saying,
girl, did you watch Olympics?
I'm saying, out of the major four that we consume as Americans, mm-hmm. basketball is the only one that's at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I don't care about it. I don't care.
You know, this Olympics, it probably was because of the players. It wasn't...
Yeah.
I mean, although I consider it on par with, you know, an all-star team, it wasn't your elite.
It wasn't your Kobe, your LeBron, your CP. I mean, I guess Carmelo... I'm sorry, y'all. Carmelo, his little megastar label is quickly getting ready to be snatched.
This is what I think about Carmelo.
Car Marshmallow.
LeBron, we called him a man-child in high school.
Yeah.
Kobe is really a physical specimen. But Carmelo has never been known as a physical, dominant player. No. In fact, he was chunky
for a while.
He had to lose weight.
Yeah.
So I don't think Carmelo genetically had it in him to be, like, a dominant star.
Puerto Rico.
I think he was
rice and beans.
Yeah, I mean, he's a different, he has a different style of play. Like, LeBron will bulldoze his way through the lane because he can. Melo was more of like, he has a quick first
finesse.
Step.
Quick he's jump, more finesse.
Yeah. That's a jumper.
Back you down and fade.
Yeah, so yeah. That's kind of his style of play. I think that KD has kind of similar, not, I'm not saying their games are similar, but KD is finesse. He's not physical. He's not aggressive. However, he made a name for himself. You don't that's have to be huge and buff like LeBron, you can still be finesse at like a finesse guard player like that.
I think KD and Carmelo are still in the same boat. They're still in that same boat to me.
Until one of them wins.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you can't, I don't think you can, no, you can't play
KD about, has much, he has a further to go. I mean, KD has a lot more years than Carmelo does.
He does, but.
So and at this point, I think KD's better
than
Carmelo.
Yeah, I do as well. I think KD's in his prime right now, and I think Carmelo had an opportunity to, I don't think he is. Carmelo, I don't know, unless he has a comeback, unless this gold medal really, like, opened his eyes and, like, we'll about
third
to kill
one.
In this NBA league.
Not going to happen.
But is KD better now? Is KD better now than Carmelo was at that age?
Like, I mean, see, that's the thing.
And that's, I'm like, I don't know.
I can't answer that. Think about them at the same age.
How old is KD?
KD's like 27, and then Carmelo's like 32, maybe.
And who was surrounded? Who surrounded him in Nuggets?
JaVale, was JaVale there?
No.
Marcus Camby.
Marcus Camby was there for a second.
Earl Boykins.
Was Chauncey Billups there?
Steve Blake.
Chauncey Billups might have been there.
I think Chauncey might have been there.
Chucky Atkins. Anthony Carter. I mean, in Denver, he didn't have much to go on.
I mean, we can say the same thing about KD.
He went to the Western Conference Finals. He went to Western Conference Finals, lost against the Lakers, but he had Chris Anderson, Chucky Atkins, Ronaldo Bachman. Chauncey Billups was there.
Okay.
He had Allen Iverson
and
that
Chauncey
year.
Was 40 Chauncey by was, that time.
Yeah. Kenyon Martin. Remember Kenyon Martin?
Oh, yeah.
That was
my first baby father.
But,
and J.R. Smith.
Could you compare that team, that those role players, to what KD was working with before he jumped ship and got on the Golden State bandwagon?
What point are you making?
My point is that we're trying to say that KD has made more of a name for himself than Carmelo, but I'm saying if you try to like go back in time and compare their careers and the scope of where each of them was at this point in their lives, like KD was working.
I think he's made it further in the playoffs. For one, I think Carmelo's lost primarily in the first round, whether it was with the Knicks or with the Nuggets. Also, he made it. I think the furthest he's gone is the Western Conference Finals. One or two rounds with the Knicks.
Okay,
but we see with
KD,
he's gone further.
Yeah,
and KD more has. Often
he has.
All I know is that they both don't have.
They don't have
no true. Hardware.
Not yet for KD, but maybe this year.
Here's the last stat I want to throw out about Carmelo and his lack of rings.
Mm-hmm.
He just went through free agency, three seasons ago? He could have gone to the Bulls that had a very stacked team, and he opted not to.
See, that's kind of... Go ahead. Yeah.
So Melo, to me, I think it's really just, I care about the money. I care about the big city.
The big city. That was a curious move to me, going to New York.
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it didn't make sense
like,
to me either.
The money was there. Now, we're capitalists here. Mm-hmm. They throw a difference of 30 mil at you, you might take the extra 30. But he could have gone to Chicago. And at that time, they had a semi-healthy Derrick Rose, Joe Kim Noah, Taj. They had a core.
They did.
They had a core.
Was Gasol there at that point?
Gasol came the same season. When Carmelo didn't come, they got Gasol, I believe. That's how that worked. But I think they could have had them both if they wanted them.
That's why I feel that KD is a step ahead of Carmelo. Because Carmelo, to me, is comfortable.
Okay.
And as that, like, that's his style of play. He's a smooth player, but you don't, like, his body language as well. Like, he's not as...
A little bit lackadaisical.
Yeah, and I think that, like, that's just, you want to win, you got to make moves. Yes, the money is everything. I get that. I understand.
Because Lala likes bags.
Yeah. Well, what's it take for him to win, though? If he's going to win an NBA championship, what would it take?
Being a coach.
As a player, though.
Oh. As a player... I really don't. He would have to somehow make his way onto the Cavaliers.
He's never been one to really join one of those super teams. But then again,
I think LeBron would have to go down in Cleveland, and Steph or KD goes down in Golden State. And I think he might have a shot.
Or
even in the East, though, like after the Cavaliers, I mean, who's next? The Raptors? Like, Toronto. I don't even see that the Knicks will be a formidable opponent in the
if
East.
They stay
I've
healthy,
never had a better.
I'll take them four.
Huh? They're a four seed.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Okay. I think they'll have a better after chance.
After Cavs, Toronto, who would be the third seed?
The dark horse is Boston. You guys.
Thank you, Boston. Boston. Yeah, Boston.
Watch Boston.
Boston's a three seed this year?
Boston's a three seed.
But the Hawks. The Hawks are three seed. Boston is
Teague. Teague is, you said Teague Toronto already, right?
Toronto two seed.
Yeah, Toronto, yeah.
I think Toronto is a two seed. I think Chicago will be a five seed.
Oof. And Miami will be an 11 seed.
Who's Miami? Seed.
They're no one anymore.
Wait,
now.
No one.
What?
Do they love
Miami?
Can I move on? May I move on?
They have an NBA team?
Exactly.
What?
Athletes behaving badly.
What's new?
Do the crimes warrant the punishments that these athletes were given? Ryan Lochte, exaggerated kidnapping story in Rio.
Oh my goodness.
And let me tell you what's really funny to me. Did you guys see Al Roker and Billy Bush argue on the Today Show?
That was hilarious.
It was funny. And people were freaking out because Al Roker was so passionate. I'm like, y'all, and I hate to be the Stephen A. Smith and make it about race, but please believe, had that been, you know, Carmelo or DeAndre Jordan down there or anybody on that track team,
No, tell the truth.
I mean, and so Al Roker's response, I don't think, was rooted in, this is a white boy, he needs to be reprimanded. I just think that Al was just speaking from a truly, genuinely, authentic, passionate, you know, point of outrage because...
He called it what it was.
He called it what it was.
Yeah.
It
was a lie. Call
it
spade.
Call it spade. But back to my Stephen A. Smith soapbox. Had that man, you know, freaking Tyson or who, anybody black had broken into a gas station and pissed on the thing, on the floor, and vandalized whatever, they would have been calling them all kinds of thugs.
Lord.
These thugs.
Lord.
Is she
Let
lying?
Usain
Talk
Bolt.
To us in the comments. Is she lying, though? Is she lying?
I don't think you're lying. And the way that...
I'm waiting on the lie.
You're waiting on the lie. And the way that the Olympic Committee said, oh, they're just kids, you know.
No, they're not.
Kids? He's grown. He's older
than
two.
That's what I'm trying to say.
He's older than two.
So,
you know,
back to the question. Go ahead.
I was going to say, have you heard of the comedian Paul Mooney?
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
He's got the complexion for the protection. Have you heard
the
him say that?
The complexion for the protection.
Got the complexion for the protection. Look at his face. You see it on screen. He's got the all-American, baby boyish, blue eyes look.
But I tried to find the most incriminating picture. I really did. Because you know how when ethnic people commit crimes, they find, like, the worst. They find the worst. So that was, like, the worst picture I could find. But I did my due diligence.
Is this the one with him and the gold teeth?
No, look. Well, can you move out? You can see or not. No, it's not. But so his punishment so far has been that he's lost sponsorship deals with Polo, with Gentle Hair Removal, with Airweave, which is a mattress company, and with Speedo, which... perhaps is like the
Probably
most lucrative
the
one.
Yeah.
And today we found out. Yep. Oh, you know about this? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That he could possibly be summoned to testify in front of Brazil's justice.
Oh
department.
No! That, I thought no.
That's no. What were you going to say? Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. That's suicide. That's career
this
suicide.
This is the only country where you can commit a crime,
commit a freaking
have
crime,
have the complexion for the protection, but then, you know, dance your way into some more money.
Wait, you're saying he booked it?
Yes.
He's
on dance. Oh, yeah, he's
definitely
lying.
He's definitely on.
Season 23 of Dancing with the Stars, which is
Amber
equally shocking.
Amber Rose in it, too. I don't know.
Oh, I mean,
you guys have got to be kidding.
Oh,
he
booked
Dancing with the Stars.
So they essentially have rewarded him for his bad behavior.
I can't blame Dancing with the Stars, though. I cannot blame them. They're going to get views from that.
He's so douchey. He's like a douchebag,
well,
y'all.
Well, have you seen the interviews with him? He had his own shoe.
Reality show, didn't he?
He had his own shoe line, and his shoes were right behind him, and he couldn't even describe the damn shoe. He goes and he's like, there's a sole, and then it goes to the top. And that's his shoe.
And some laces. He's not a smart guy.
No, he's not a smart guy.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. Are you surprised that he did this? I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either. And, you know, I mean, you don't have to go to a predominantly white school to know this, but I went to predominantly white school, University of Georgia. And, like, oftentimes, like, this is, like, typical frat boy behavior.
It is.
You know, you have daddy's money, you have privilege because you're rich or because... you know, complexion, protection, whatever, and you're used to doing this kind of thing, and I'm sure that Ryan Lochte and his homeboys have done this kind of thing before, and just thought, oh,
absolutely,
this is what we do when we get drunk. You were getting trashed.
Right.
God, you're going to get trashed.
Not only that, but then you turn the story around and flip it to it to the non-white party, the brown, the black, whatever.
Yes.
We're in this third world country, and look what these, you know, these savages did to us.
It's honestly very racist.
By putting guns to our head and taking our money, but you peed all over their wall and tore their property.
Yeah.
And Josh, it's kind of like he knew that they'll believe me because I'm the lily white guy.
Yeah. Right, right. And they'll believe me in this country where, you know, it's the white guy versus these, you know, brown colored individuals.
Yeah. Country.
And you know what? And I in my mind, I didn't tell anybody this, but I thought so far back is, remember the Susan Smith story? Back in the day,
oh, the
where
kids,
she took her kids, she put them in the car and then drowned them in the lake and then blamed it on some fictionary black man.
She did.
You know, this may not be to that extreme, but at the same time, he committed a crime and then blamed.
No, I
blame the ethnic people.
The ethnic people.
But it has worked for so many years. He thought, yo, I can get another one over.
Yeah.
I can dupe the whole country. I can dupe two countries.
The whole world.
I can dupe two continents. Wait, no, same continent.
Yeah.
It's all
America. North America, South America.
And you guys got to realize.
Same continent, different continent.
Brazil
got so much flack before the Olympics even started. Brazil got so much flack before the Olympics even started. He's thinking, well, the world's media will think that these guys are just, you know, living in shambles and it's a complete disaster year anyways. I can make up whatever. Yeah. And because they've had so much bad press before, they'll be guilty just by the previous bad press.
Mm-hmm.
But Ryan Lochte, he needs his ass whooped.
He sure
okay, so I don't think he's been suspended yet from the national team. The only suspension, the only punishment so far, I believe, has been the losing the sponsorship deals with Polo. Gentle hair removal.
And Hope Solo got suspended.
Yeah. Okay, so should he be suspended? We're going to talk about Hope Solo. That's one of my next things. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because he did not represent Team USA.
Yes.
He did not represent the United States as a country, and he acted.
Absolutely.
He behaved badly while wearing the USA colors, and you know, as an Olympian, he should be suspended.
Oh, and he was drinking essentially on the job.
He was drinking on the job, but I think his competitions were finished at that point.
I don't give a damn.
So
Hope Solo got suspended from international play for 6 months for her coward comments after the women lost to Sweden. Okay, well, let me just tell you about Hope Solo. So Hope Solo also has several other infractions in her past as a professional soccer player. She got a 30-day suspension after her husband was arrested for drunk driving. He was drunk driving a women's national team van, and she was riding shotgun, and she was also drunk. So he was, like, drunk driving on someone on their property. Also, she's the same soccer player who fought her sister and nephew in 2014 and got arrested for that. And she basically gave a non-apology. She made her statement. But she did not apologize for saying that the Swedish team were a bunch of cowards for playing conservatively. 6 months suspension. She only missed 2 games during that 6 month time span. Her next, her next eligibility date will be February the 17th. Does that punishment fit the crime for calling those people cowards?
Before I say what I'm going to say. I see why she did it. Mm. The coach that coaches the Sweden team used to coach the U.S. team.
Okay.
And she said something about the U.S. team before they started playing. And it was disrespectful.
Okay.
And the way that the U.S. retaliated was not the best, but I get why she did it. Because she's calling them a coward because of the remarks that they made to the U.S. team, not because of why they lost. Because they,
gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. So should she have been suspended for 6 months?
Yes.
From international play, but not from club play. Is that what happened?
I think it's both.
I think so, yeah.
She can't play soccer at all.
Who suspended her, though? Because there's no governing body that governs.
The president of the United States soccer team, I believe, suspended her.
Because I think that's different than club play.
Oh, well.
I believe.
I mean, that's a good point. I'm not sure, but
she can't play and she's not getting paid.
And the reason I wanted to clarify that is because I think the reason that they're suspending her from at least the national team is the fact that she said this after an international competition.
Mm.
And so had this been a club, you know, league game, it probably wouldn't have been the same punishment.
Yeah, they were the favorites, and because they lost, she was butthurt and
yeah.
True. She came out with the comments. Yeah.
It's more of like she was representing USA at the time that she said it, so let's, you know, show some goodwill to our whoever we're playing that
so
we're going to suspend
good punishment,
this.
Yes or no? 6 months?
Not really.
Reyna?
I don't think she gets more punishment than Lochte, right?
Wasn't Hope Solo on Dancing with the Stars already or no?
What do you say?
I think that Hope Solo has been given a raw deal.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not. Well, let me just set this up. Hope Solo is a graduate of the University of Washington, as am I. She lives in Seattle. That's where I'm from.
And she's a thug.
Yeah.
And I'm a thug,
see,
too.
You're a little biased. You're a little biased.
I'm a thug, too. But no, this is
you're
what I
You're not a thug.
I'm a prissy thug.
She's a thug. She has an arrest record.
And her husband is a thug.
Okay.
Okay, he's played for the Seahawks, all right? They are...
Is he black?
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
They are Bobby and Whitney, Ike and Tina 2.0.
By the way, Stephen, engineer, funny. We saw you go from 60 minutes to 3 minutes. I know. I saw that.
Shade.
But he cut out our show by 3 minutes.
Now, I don't have the exact quote, but somebody brought it up today on TV saying that Cristiano Ronaldo did something similar. Okay, but Cristiano Ronaldo's a man. And true. To me, her punishment is more about her being a woman and them saying, sit your ass down, be a woman, get in the kitchen, don't say
anything.
See, I
disagree. I think her punishment is more about her bad reputation that has preceded her.
But everybody has a bad reputation.
But not in soccer. Moore,
I think but saying a cowards
is really that bad, though?
But this is sports.
Women in soccer.
It's not that bad. Playing like cowards?
If I can't talk smack, then I shouldn't be doing this. This is sports. This is why we love it. Because the smack talk creates anticipation for the next game. I think this was terrible. It's a bad look. It's
terrible.
Sexist.
Yes. Terrible.
If Chris Paul said that,
Chris Paul said something sexist last year. And I love Chris Paul. But for him to criticize the ref who happened to be a woman was wrong.
Well, she was effing up, though.
But to say that she needs to find another profession? Honey, Chris, come on. I love
There's
you
down. Plenty of other refs that probably...
They used to give Joey Crawford a hard time, too. So hold on, let's not...
I'm just saying, if he would have said the same thing, he would not have been suspended.
Any male player who says anything would not have been suspended. And I just want to bring this up. Josh Norman literally went on national TV 3 days ago and gave Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, he gave him a verbal lashing.
But everybody gives Roger Goodell a verbal lashing.
But he's the commissioner. Yes. He's writing your check. And Roger Goodell didn't feel the need to suspend Josh Norman.
But see, I disagree that Hope Solo got... First of all, I don't think she should have gotten suspended.
I don't think so
because now that creates a very slippery slope of a precedent. Like, well, you can't ever talk trash. You can't ever say anything that the president doesn't agree with.
And who did she say it to?
She said it to the press in an interview. But I don't think it's about her being a woman. I do think it's about her thug reputation that has preceded her. Like, she's been arrested. She and her husband were driving the women's national team, drunk. She, beat
domestic
up her nephew.
Violence. So
domestic violence,
all
yeah.
that was all that yeah. aggregated led up to this.
That's what I think. I don't think it's just
I think
her.
It has a little bit to do with that. But at the end of the day, male athletes are allowed to physically mess up. If they say something wrong, very rarely are they suspended. Now, if they hit their wives, they slap their girlfriends in an elevator, then yeah, get them out of here. But they can say what they want to say.
They may get a fine,
she should have gotten a fine.
Give her a fine.
Oh, but y'all, it's soccer. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, not to say that soccer, football is not important.
No. The last thing I'm going to say is that it's a totally different aspect of a sport. And a football or a basketball or baseball, that's more in the limelight.
It is, yeah.
And so with soccer, if you say something that's poor or you say something that is disrespectful,
it's more of a button-up white-collar type
that's
sport.
Exactly
that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
right. But limelight, I don't know, because soccer is the international limelight. So it's the most popular sport in the world. But.
Man, free Boosie, free Hope Solo, free Gucci Mane.
But don't free Josh Brown. We didn't just talk about that, but we got to maybe piggyback off of that next week because Josh Brown should have had his butt suspended as long as Ray Rice. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll talk about it next week.
Amen.
Whatever. Guys, thank you for watching Sports Weekly every Thursday night at 7 o'clock on Black Hollywood Live. We are back from hiatus, so you can watch us every single week with the Final Five. We might add someone to put on the bench, maybe. We'll see.
This is the bench.
You're not the bench. You're in the starting five. I'm Erica Davis. You can find me on Snapchat, Periscope, Twitter, Instagram, on Insta Story. Follow my Insta Story.
Is that
story.
What it's called?
I don't know.
Story. I call it Insta Chat.
Erica Renee D.
Yep. You can find me on all that stuff, too, at JJ the Talented.
Hey guys, Charlie Myers. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Charlie L. Myers.
And I'm Raina Ale. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
And if you want to find me on the couch, hit me up at So McCall Hall when sports and pop culture collide.
And always follow Black Hollywood Live on blackhollywoodlive.com. Follow Black Hollywood Live on Twitter at BHL Online. Follow us on Instagram at The Sports Weekly. We will see you guys next Thursday night at 7. Enjoy NFL preseason. College football starts next week. Holla!
Hey!
Yay!
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.